You know, sometimes you stay in something longer than you should, because the cost creeps in slowly. Like a small leak, a little discomfort here, a little guilt there, until one day, you take a step back and see what it's taken from you. And it hits you. This isn't worth it anymore. That moment is a turning point. And sometimes, you don't even know it's coming. But when it arrives, everything shifts. For many people, that moment is what finally makes the decision for them. Not logically, but viscerally. They feel the weight of the cost, more than the pull of the craving. That's what this session is about, helping that shift happen. Not by making you feel guilty, but by gently bringing your deeper mind to realize the thing I thought I needed has actually been taking more than I can afford to give. And once you see that clearly, you can't unsee it. So now, you can let yourself relax. Let the body grow still. Let the thoughts slow down. There's nothing to resist here. Nothing to solve. Only a kind of remembering. A settling back into truth. You've been here before, in this quiet place, where the noise fades, and what really matters comes forward. That's it. Imagine now you find yourself holding a book, thick, worn, heavy in your hands. You open it, and inside, is your smoking ledger. Not the money you've spent, not just that, but the real costs. Energy, breath, confidence, time, opportunities missed, moments shortened. Page after page, quietly showing you what the habit has borrowed from your life. Not to shame you, but to awaken you. Because only when you see the cost can you decide it's no longer worth the price. There's a story about a man who rented out part of his roof to a small antenna company. They said, "We'll pay you every month and you won't even notice it's there." And at first, he didn't. The checks came, the roof stayed up, but over time, he noticed strange things. Static in the walls, a humming sound, leaky ceilings, mold creeping into corners. When he looked closer, he saw the damage. Wiring fried, wood rotting, and the checks, they didn't come anymore. And it hit him. I gave them space, but they never paid me back. So he tore it down, repaired the damage, and promised himself, never again. And now, your subconscious is beginning to make a few new calculations. Not just what the cigarette gives, but what it takes, what it costs you, emotionally, physically, mentally. And the math isn't adding up anymore. From this moment on, every puff you take feels just a little more hollow, a little more expensive, a little more false. The balance is shifting, and your mind is already leaning toward freedom. And in the days ahead, may be surprised how quickly the urge starts to fade. You reach for a cigarette and pause. You light it and wonder why. You look at the pack and something inside you says, "This isn't giving me anything anymore." Not because you forced it, but because your mind has done the math and the decision is making itself. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and as I do, you'll come back to full awareness with a stronger sense of clarity and a quiet conviction growing inside. Here we go. 1, clarity returning. 2, awareness rising. 3, body waking. That's it. 4, new truth settling. 5, eyes open, and the cost now too high to pay. From this moment forward, each cigarette will feel heavier, each puff less satisfying, each craving less convincing. Not because you're trying, but because the truth is loud now. The real cost is in front of you. And once you know that, really know it, you can't go back, and you won't want to.